Open your Bibles tonight with us to the book of Ephesians. And I don't know how many. I may just be in that first chapter, and I don't know. I think I'm going to go two or three different places anyway. See, can we see? Thank you, musician. Thank you, praise team. And see how great God is. There's three realms. Let me say it like this. Man is a spirit being. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 1. Man is a spirit being. He has a soul which consists of his mind, will, and emotion. And he lives in a physical body. That's how you stay on this earth. You ever notice anybody, when somebody dies, you go up to that body, it just is stiff, and it's a corpse. It has no life in it. So, but it had mystified, had been a mystery, or have puzzled people because they are more conscious of this natural realm than they are spirits, the spirit realm. But we who are born again, we should be more conscious of the realm of the spirit. And we have a problem because things haven't been properly taught all the way through the Bible. There's some things that have been shared with us accurate. But there are some, they are muddied the water, they brought confusion. And I will never stand up here and tell you that I know it all, but I thank God for what that I do know. And that's what I'm going to talk about, what I do know. And God intended for the church to walk in such authority, with such power, that this world would look at us and they would say, where did they come from? Those people are strange. But religion and tradition and men's opinion have mixed it up so till it's hard to tell the church from the world. And the church is in its babyhood stage out of all the things that you read about. And you can see how powerful the church was at birth on the day of Pentecost when it came forth. And you can see how they just went forth and did the works of Jesus. And if somebody get raised from the dead now, the person raised might die. That's how strange it is to us in so many cases. But I know what it is, and we have not been able to separate what is spiritual and what's not. We try to make mental, which is especially natural, we try to perceive, we try to grasp the spiritual thing with the natural part of us, and it'll never happen. It's just like I said many times, close your eyes and look at me with your nose. You can't do it. But when you understand how spiritual things work, how did you get in this building? How did you get here? You understood certain things. You were able to follow certain laws and guidelines. You knew the roads, the highways, and the turns and everything to get here. You knew exactly where they were. Where they are, should I say, because they're still out there. But when you understand that, it doesn't matter about the distance, anything like that, because you understand it and you function in that law, you function in that understanding, that truth. And that's a natural thing. But as E.W. Kenyon said, and we reading that book, this life of faith has been a strange life for many believers. But since grace has fixed it, we are coming to our own. We are coming to the place, and I believe that this is what's happening. God is raising up a band of believers going to get this strange life of faith. And once they get it, it's going to be easy. We think it's hard, and the reason why it's hard, you're trying to do it with the wrong part of you. Mm-hmm. And once you train yourself, you ever notice that? You go on a new job and you don't understand nothing. Then you finally learn how to sew one stitch or how to stack another piece of furniture on another. And once you know how to do it, then it becomes easy. But when you don't even know what that love CD is from the sofa, and you thinking the love CD is the sofa and the sofa the chair. You don't, and they said, stack that love seat on top of that. You go and put it on top of the chair. You didn't understand it. But once you understood it, it became easy. And religion, tradition, and men in their opinion have muddied the water and made it hard for us. E.W. Kenyon, make another quote of him. He said, this is what he said. He said, sin dethroned man from his original place. That's what sin did. He dethroned him, crowned the intellect, and dethroned the spirit man. That's what he said. He said, but since we've been born again, he said, here's what happened. Sin makes us workers. Grace makes us trusters. And Paul wrote this letter. I have read the book of Ephesians so many times. I suppose I read that book, this particular book, letter, more than any epistle or book in the Bible. This is one of the most powerful letters Paul wrote, yet men have not been able to grasp the fullness of it like God wants us to. I'm probably going to read from several different translations, but let me get started. It said, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, right? To the saints which are at Ephesus, and to who? The faithful in Christ Jesus. All right? Notice he said in verse 2, and I'll back up to verse 1 again. Notice he said in verse 2, what? Grace be to you. What be to you? Grace. Now, be to you from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, right?